Hello everyone, I'd like to welcome you to the audio recording of Quang Huynh from Physics 180A Group. Trust me, I'm in physics. My name is Quang Huynh, but you can just call me Tom, because it's easier to pronounce. I've been living in San Diego since I came to America in 1989, and I was originally from Vietnam, but I've been living in San Diego for about 14, 15 years, and it's a very nice place. It's one of the most beautiful places to live in. I am majoring in biology. At first I was leaning toward business because the counselors in the EOP, which is the Educational Opportunity Program, they emphasize more on business, but after talking to my counselor, she recommended I take biology, and I sort of like biology. It's been a trend after the big computer boom that biology and research has been a growing field, and that's where all the stable jobs are in the sciences. I'm taking physics because it's one of the courses that are required for biology, and later on when I take the graduate tests in SDSU, such as the GRE, they need you to have a firm understanding of physics. And physics is a very important subject to me, and in the future we would need a lot of physics topics in our everyday lives. Well, preferably it would be more for the engineering students, but in terms of biology, it does need a few physics, at least minimum, a broad understanding of the physics concepts. What is the purpose of the problem-solving method that Tony repeatedly reinforces? I've taken quite some time in reading what Tony wrote on his website, and Tony would emphasize that we fully understand each and every component of a physics problem, as opposed to just getting the answer. He expects us to understand the concepts and the components, and how do you get the equations, not just how to get the answer. And to me, that's a really good way of teaching, but of course there are times where I don't agree, because the amount of work involved is tremendous. I mean, just to understand a simple problem, you'd have to understand the whole concept. On the bright side, it is a very good approach to the problem, as because you approach the problem very thoroughly, and to understand every component and aspect of it, it's and apply it to the real world, it's one of the most longest lasting aspects of the learning process in San Diego State University. I like college. It's, you know, it's fun. It's nice. You get to meet people in classes, and then you find out that there are a few other people that you can't work with, and so you try to work your way from there. I've had a lot of experience working with group members, and one of the main reasons why groups are a good thing is that they divide the work and what you don't understand, and probably if you don't have time to approach the professor's lab, you can get with your friends in the group, and they might know a problem that you might not know, and then likewise, you might know a problem that they might not know, and by explaining to them what you already know, you're already reinforcing the understanding that you have about the subject. I also like colleges because it's a lot different than high school. I had a pretty bad experience in high school. It was, you know, everybody wanted to know everything about you, and I really liked my privacy. And of course now in college, nobody really cares what you do. You're very much on your own. It's a good thing because you have the freedom and you make choices. It's also a bad thing is because at times where there's not available help, you don't know where to look for, or you have to find that help. And to me, that can be a difficult thing because most of us have an ego and we think that we're very smart, when in fact, we're not really as smart as we think we are. And the only time that we see that is when we stumble onto a problem or into a difficult situation. And what I've learned is asking someone for help is not always a bad thing. In fact, it's not a bad thing at all. If you have any concerns or need help, by all means, get the help. My expectations for college is that I would develop the skills that would take myself and as well as every other college student from the transition from into adulthood and get the learning experience for the future jobs that, or job, if you're lucky to stay in one job, for the future career that you'd like to partake in. I'd also like to make a few connections with the people in college as to maybe in the future benefit myself and as well as the other persons associated in the business world. And thank you much for listening to my audio recording. My name is Quang Huynh and this is in Physics 180A. And the physics group is, trust me, I'm in physics. Thank you.